Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
What is it that can bring down empires, can literally shake down a craggy granite peak, yet has the power to heal a wound and change a life? Described as the greatest force on earth by some, it is time. It was time that defeated Napoleon's forces at the gates of Russia's wealth. It is the erosion allowed by time's forces that will eventually split the granite peak and bring it crashing to the valley floor below. It is time which allows healing of the human heart when the heart has been broken by loss or grief. Time has been described as the most powerful force on earth, for it ultimately brings down the mightiest of men. Some 200 years ago, Benjamin Franklin wrote, "Dost thou love time? Then use time wisely, for that's the stuff that life is made of." There are many inequalities in life. Some are born with brilliant minds, and others were just not there when the brains were passed out. Some can pick up a paintbrush, and the artistic talent flows. But others of us cannot sign our names legibly enough for a bank teller to read it. Some of us can sing like a bird, tremendous talent. But others can't carry a tune in a basket. And the inequalities don't stop there either. Some people can eat anything they want, and they stay as skinny as a rail. But others of us just walk past an ice cream truck, and by some remarkable process yet to be analyzed by science, we automatically put on weight just by looking. But when it comes to the amount of time you have, everybody falls in the same category, and there is perfect equality. 24 hours a day, no more and no less, doled out to every person. Now suppose you had a bank account and every morning $186,400, pesos, lira, or whatever your coinage, would be deposited in your account. But every evening whatever was left in the account was canceled out. What would you do? You can be reasonably sure you would withdraw every coin before the bank closed every day, just so you didn't lose anything. Friend, you have such an account. Its name is time. Every morning you are credited with 186,400 seconds, and it's up to you to use it or lose it. But at the end of the day, what you have not used is lost. Time does not come to us in days or even hours. It comes to us moments at a time. It was because of the fragile nature of time that Moses years ago prayed, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." That is another way of saying it is the use, not the length of your days, that really counts. A life can be full of meaning at age 30, while some have lived to three times that length with little meaning or purpose. Christ was only 33 years on earth, but only eternity will measure the impact of what he did. I know you're saying, "But he was God and I'm not." But what of the impact of your life? How are you using the time God has given to you? To each, God has given a measure of time. And one of the things for which we'll give an account is the use of our time. Jesus underlined this fact in the parables that stress personal accountability. "What is life?" asked James. "It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away." Friend, we don't lose time. It slips through our fingers in lost moments, seconds at a time. Think about it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.